Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
They always say congratulations. Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hating, say we changing, look, we made it. Yeah, we made it.
They was never friendly. Yeah. No, I'm jumping out of Bentley, yeah. And I know I sound jumping.
Time now to hit the hardwood, brought to you by Papa Murphy's. As the Nuggets do it, they take care of business. The showdown game with Minnesota, they beat them 116-107. They are now in control of their own destiny when it comes to the number one seed in the West. They would not win a tiebreaker against Minnesota. So now that they're a game ahead of them, they need to stay ahead of them, which means win your last two games tomorrow night at San Antonio and Sunday at Memphis.
What's Minnesota's remaining schedule? Do you know?
I can tell you that very, very quickly.
I know you always get stuff up.
I do.
I don't ever have stuff
couple
up.
Couple clicks. Don't worry, I got you. They're at home for the Hawks, Atlanta, and Phoenix.
Hmm.
Atlanta will be playing in the play-in tournament.
Right. And they got
Trae Young back.
Trae Young back.
Of course, they just lost at home to Charlotte last night. So,
that's going to be important for them to get a win.
There's that. I mean, they're pretty much locked into that final play-in spot. Right. So at that point, they may be looking to rest people before they go, you know, play in their play-in tournament. Phoenix is currently in the seventh spot. They still have a chance to play out of the play-in tournament, they're complete no-show at home against the Clippers the other night. They ended up bouncing back and beating the Clippers in L.A., but they're right now a game back of the Pelicans for the sixth spot. So Phoenix should right. definitely have something to play for.
Could they actually fall into the play-in?
Phoenix is already in the play-in.
Oh, they are.
They are in the play-in right now.
Okay.
They're trying to catch and jump over New Orleans, put New Orleans into the play-in. You know, it's amazing. Phoenix right now is in the play-in. Sacramento's in the play-in.
Yeah.
Lakers and Golden State are all in the play-in tournament.
So what is it, 7, 8, 9, and 10 in
yes.
the play-in?
So what happens is...
Stupid.
7 hosts 10, 8 hosts 9. If you're the 7 seed or the 8 seed, you can afford to lose a game and still have another shot.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're the 9 or the 10 seed and you lose, you're done. Yeah. One shot. So anyway, that's all the machinations aside. Nuggets, just go out, take care of business, win the next two games against San Antonio and Memphis. You got the number one seed. Now, we also saw, not that he needed it. I think it was already done deal. But if you want to look at it as a coronation, a culmination, Nikola Jokic clinching the MVP last night with his 41-point performance, not a surprise to Michael Malone.
I mean, I think it's been an MVP season. I mean, this game obviously was garnering so much attention and hype. Understandably so. You have two teams tied for first. The number one seed is on the line. Division rival. They've beaten us twice. And, for Nicole to go out there and put up a 40-piece on, I mean, the efficiency is just insane. Hopefully the national audience will recognize greatness.
You'd think so. You would think so. And this is now the moment we've arrived at in the show where I get a little pissy about people out there in the NBA universe who just refuse to acknowledge what's so obvious in front of us. So during the Dallas game that was broadcast earlier in the night, their NBA Unplugged, it's kind of a ripoff of the whole Manning cast. They had Kevin Hart and Cedric the Entertainer on, chopping it up about basketball. A couple of basketball experts.
Mm-hmm.
And, here's what they had to say when the subject of Nikola Jokic as the MVP was brought up.
They cannot give Joker any more MVPs.
The NBA cannot give
Joker any more MVPs. It's not good for the NBA.
Yeah.
Joker cannot win another MVP.
Can he win another finals MVP?
Well, that's different. That's playing. That's...
that's playing the game. But the league MVP, I feel like you're right. Like they can't really do that at this moment. And he's having a great year, but it doesn't feel like that dominant year the way I would say SGA is. You made a very great. Man, you know what? I just sided with you, Kevin. You just did it. You just sold me.
So there,
yeah.
Like Stephen A. Smith trying to push the Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
I would say to them, if you're sitting there, why? Why can he not win any other MVP? Why is it not good for the NBA?
Wait.
What the f*** are you
watching? Well, I loved Cedric. I'm just going to call him Cedric. I'm not even going to.
I call him Mr. The Entertainer.
Well, I'm going to call him, because of what he had to say, I'm just calling him Cedric. So Cedric was asked a great question. Well, what about finals MVP? Well, that's different because that's playing the game.
Yeah, what's
this?
Yeah, what's this?
What have you been doing for 82 games?
Right.
But playing the game. Come on, Cedric.
It's not supposed to be a popularity contest. And by the way, I mean, it's foolish talk. It's foolish talk. Why? Because he's Euro? Because he's white? Because he's, plays below the rim? That's why you don't want him to be the MVP?
Oh, I think there's all three of those elements in place.
He's the best player on the best, on one of the best teams, and he had the best season. That is supposed to be what winning an MVP is about.
There are
about.
Four reasons why obstinate, stubborn, just don't see it people continue to diminish Nikola Jokic. One is he plays in a small market. I do think that if Nikola Jokic was doing what he's been doing the last several years, if he was doing it in Boston, New York, Chicago, Philly,
L.A., yeah,
it'd be a completely different narrative around him.
Agreed.
All right, so that's one. Denver. Sorry, just being honest. Two, he's not a entertainment highlight package. Not for the way that the NBA has been marketing itself for a few decades now.
Correct.
He doesn't dunk. He doesn't, shoot. Well, he shoots long threes, but he doesn't shoot long threes like Steph and all that kind of stuff. Okay, so he's not a, if you're putting together a highlight package at ESPN, he's not a dream. So that's correct. Two. That's two. Three, he's Euro.
Mm-hmm.
Four, be honest, he's white. And, is there prejudice, bigotry, racism out there? Of course. Of course. It exists. What? You're shocked? What am I going to tell you next? Water's wet? Mm-hmm. I mean, it just is. So there's elements of all four of those things there. But those are the four ingredients that go into this.
Okay, but I would ask you this question because this is interesting. There doesn't seem to be the same, like Luka doesn't seem to get the same treatment, if you will. Like Luka, the white Euro doesn't seem to be as prominent when you're talking about Luka as it is when you're talking about Jokic. Why?
That's a good point.
And it didn't seem to be there, and it wasn't really there with Dirk either. Is it because Dallas, because it's a bigger market?
That probably helps, yeah.
It just is interesting.
Sorry, I'm doing two things here at the same time.
That's
okay. But those are the four things. And there's elements of all of it. But they are all in play.
Sure.
They are all in play. And you can decide how you want to divvy up the pie, what one gets, 15% of the vote or that kind of thing. But am I leaving anything out? Those are the four, right?
Yeah, I think.
Market size, lack of dynamic highlights.
Right.
Euro, white guy. Just be honest.
Which is, he's just by far, he has been the best player. Every guy who plays, The only guys who don't say he's the best player in the NBA that are NBA players are former NBA players. You know, have you noticed that? There's a handful
Gilbert
of
Arenas
guys.
Gilbert Arenas has been vocal lately.
Right.
But the guys who play the game or the guys who just recently maybe left the game, they're all like,
he's a bad man.
Right. They know.
Right. And then guys that know, you know, guys like Charles Barkley.
Right. Guys who know.
You just know.
But, you know, guys like, you know, Kevin Hart and Cedric stick to entertaining because you clearly aren't good basketball
fans. Is Cedric that entertaining?
I don't think so. If you're going to call yourself.
You guys are younger. Is Cedric, but Cedric's our age.
Yeah, no, they don't know who he is.
Do you know who said, he's got a sitcom still, right? The Neighborhood or something like that?
Oh, is that him?
I don't think that's running anymore.
The Neighborhood?
Yeah, but if you're going to actually call yourself the entertainer,
right.
You better be like over the top entertaining, and he ain't it.
Right. You better have a Netflix special.
Yeah, I can't say I've seen anything he's done and that's actively made me laugh. Now that I think about
right.
it.
Right.
Not like Bernie Mac or.
Like if you're going to call yourself the entertainer.
Right.
You know, that's like LeBron calling himself King James.
Right.
That show did get picked up for another season. Just correcting myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did get picked up for another season. You're right. If you're going to call yourself the entertainer, you should probably be entertaining.
Right. Best of the bunch.
Yeah. Now, Kevin Hart could call himself Kevin the Entertainer. Because Kevin's entertaining.
Yeah. He has more
entertainment value.
He has more grounds to call himself the entertainer than right. Cedric does.
That's a good point. Dave Chappelle could call himself the entertainer.
Correct.
Dude is funny.
You know what, Nikola Jokic? Not only congratulations, but thank you. Thank you for continuing to drive people crazy.
I bet Dave Chappelle would say Jokic is the MVP.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that one.
I do too.
I agree with you on that one. I agree with you. Papa Murphy's, home of Take and Bake Tuesdays and $5 Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff there. Coming up next, I am all for the entertainment factor of watching Broncos country react if they follow through on what Mel Kiper predicts. That's next.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
It's Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station. 104.3 The Fan.
Well, in case you missed it, Mel Kiper came out with his fourth mock draft. I've been here before. He'll probably do two more next week before we get to...
Was it his fourth and final, or will he have another?
I don't think he called it his final one. Did he?
Mm.
But it was his fourth go at this. And in it, he had the Broncos taking a cornerback... from Toledo.
Toledo.
I probably shouldn't be thinking about this, right? I mean, I shouldn't talk about this like this way, but I'm almost just like, please do that, just so I can see the reaction around here. Because I don't go along with the idea of overdrafting a quarterback, and I love the idea of just continuing to build up this roster
because mm-hmm.
there's just so many holes on this roster that go beyond just quarterback. But as much as I would have no problem with them drafting a football player, I don't know. Another corner?
Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo. Well, he ran a 4.3, so he must be good. Hey, listen. Corner is an unbelievably valuable position in the National Football League. and allows you, if you can cover, you know, a half second longer because you've got great corners and we have one great corner, then it allows you the opportunity to rush the passer and get to the quarterback. But I think people's heads would explode. And you got to go all the way back to... You got to go all the way back to what, the 2021 draft where we took Pat Surtain and bypassed?
Oh, Justin Fields, Matt Jones.
And
boy, we'd be so much better off with those two.
I mean, I remember doing the, being there at the draft when that happened and just watching people on our station, heads fly off. It was awesome. Just awesome. So... Yeah, I don't know, man.
I mean, when the best you can make for the argument of, well, you know, if we had taken Fields or Mac Jones, at least we wouldn't have overpaid for Russell Wilson. Okay. I see some truth to that, but you'd still be staring at a situation where not only would you still be stuck in quarterback purgatory, but we'd probably be having... the debate around here, you know, well, let's not give up on him yet.
Oh, yeah.
One more year.
We just need to put people around
him. Let's get a receiver for him, or let's get a, you know, a better coach or a better offensive line. I still think that we'd be in the excuse-making phase for one of those two guys had they drafted him.
Correct. I agree.
So,
I absolutely agree.
In one sense, you're right. They'd be in better shape if they had drafted one of those guys because they wouldn't have made the Russell investment. But on the other hand, they wouldn't be that far ahead because you'd still be trying to...
Right. Let's face it.
You'd still be kicking the can down the road.
Right. Let's face it. The Russell investment, as painful as it is, at least it's the catalytic event that created a situation where you said it's not the coach, it's not the other players, it's we've got to break it down and rebuild it. At least it drove you into a situation where you said we got to quit putting Band-Aids because if you had Justin Fields, you'd still be trying to put Band-Aids on
it. Yep, you would.
And say, we can't put any more Band-Aids on this. That's one of the reasons, Mike, I don't think they're trading up and giving up draft capital. And it's not just first-rounders because, you know, first-rounders, you know, it's a 50-50 proposition. It's not just first-rounders. It's salary cap certainty. It's how you build your football team. So that when a couple of guys... you know, earn new contracts and earn big money, you can take care of those guys early, set a market, if you will, because that market will be usurped, but you can take care of the guys who got you there because you have that salary cap certainty from all those first and second rounders and third and, you know, whatever.
By the way, for all this talk about moving up, you continue to hear reports that if the Patriots were to move out of the three spot, they would be demanding more than three first-round picks.
Yeah.
That, you know, with inflation, the price has gone up. And so don't give me this, you know, Trey Lance, moving up to get Trey Lance was worth three first-round picks. Uh-uh. It's going to be four now.
Well, the things I've seen is you swap 12 with, call it six or five or whatever. And then you have to give up first rounder in 2025, first rounder in 2026.
Right, but you're hearing now that start going into 2027.
That's foolhardy. It's foolhardy.
Is it?
Absolutely.
In a league that craves and is obsessed with quarterbacks?
In a league in which 80% of those quarterbacks fail?
You know that, I know that, but clearly the decision makers in the NFL apparently aren't aware of those numbers because they continue to dive into that pool year after year.
Right.
And they're going to do it again next year, which is it's why, you know, this whole notion of, well, you got to draft a quarterback now if you're the Broncos. Why? Why?
Mm-hmm.
I am very confident in saying that there'll be another crop of, trust me when I tell you, there will be a Bo Nix equivalent in next year's draft.
Of course.
And the year after that.
Of course.
And the year after that.
Where do you think Bo Nix would have been drafted had he declared eligibility after his first year at Oregon?
No.
Last year.
After last year?
What have we been, a fourth rounder?
Maybe.
Fifth rounder? Seriously.
Yeah, he'd be in A.J. McCarron territory.
Right.
Yeah. No, you're right.
It's just like, you know, just same thing can be said for Baker Mayfield or, you know, any of these guys that have elevated themselves.
Okay, you ready for a text?
Yeah.
Man, I would love to have heard you guys do radio during John Elway's first years. There you go. Somebody just compared Justin Fields and Mac Jones mm-hmm. to John Elway. There you go. Texter, congratulations. You have won the honor of the dumbest text of the day.
Hmm.
Congratulations. Maybe we should make that a thing. What do you guys think? Like every day, hand out the worst text of the day award.
The dumb text of the day.
Yeah. Like
we had the best text a couple days ago, or maybe it was yesterday.
No, we had one earlier. No, the one today. That Joker needs to thank Russell Wilson for paving the way. Hashtag paving the way.
Hashtag paving the way. That's right. Yes, we have had both a great text and a dumb text.
We should do that every day. Hand out a best text of the day and a mm-hmm. dumb text of the day. That one right there. We will get to the Russell Wilson quote that has some people reacting this morning. Also, in case you didn't hear, O.J. Simpson has passed away from a battle with cancer at the age of 76. Also, if you haven't heard yet, we've got a lot of news happening. We got the fan flyaway that is now up and running. We're going to give you and a guest a chance to go to the Hoops Finals in June, where we expect our local team to be there. And what you'll get is two tickets to a game, round trip airfare for two from Denver to the destination to be determined, two nights hotel, and $500 of spending money from us. Head to denversports.com/thefanflyaway to register and claim your special offer from Sport Clips. If you registered for our last fan flyaway to Vegas in February, you do not have to enter for this one. You are already grandfathered in. So good luck and get signed up. What's trending coming up next?
Here's Schlereth and Evans with What's Trending right now.
Has anybody checked on Will Peterson from DenverSports.com and here on The Fan? Because Will is convinced that any issue the Broncos ever have, just bring in Peyton Manning to fix it.
Just solve it.
Just solve it. Boom. Peyton will fix it. But always overlooking the fact that why in the world would Peyton Manning want this job or any NFL job when he's living his best life right now?
Yeah.
Further evidence, he just signed a massive new extension with ESPN.
Did they give the details on that extent? They didn't give the numbers, right? They just said the years.
Fittingly enough, Will wrote about this at DenverSports.com. Uh-huh. Somehow managed to do it through the tears.
Right.
But Manning and his media company, Omaha Productions, have reached a long-term deal with ESPN. The Manning cast isn't going anywhere, along with Peyton's Places, Eli's Places. They extended the existing partnership into 2034.
So 10 years.
So...
Yeah. Or 11 years if you count 2024.
So, yeah.
That's where math gets me.
I mean...
Do you think I'll ever make an appearance on the Manning cast?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Unless you go back to ESPN.
Nah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'm right down the street.
The guy That's called. True. You can just hang out in his garage or wherever right. he does the Manning cast.
Chomp BMW. I got a car. It's swing right over.
Dan Hurley, fresh off winning a national championship for the second straight year. I give you credit, Mark Schlereth, because you passed this story along to me and said, we got to talk about this, because Dan Hurley explains what he looks for when he's recruiting players.
Have they played on seven different travel teams? Have They transferred to four or five different high schools. When you talk to the parents in the recruiting process, are they constantly complaining about the coaches after a bad game, or are they, you know, sending you a text or you having a conversation, you know, where their son has got to do more, he's got to play harder, you know, he's got to work on his skills. They tell on themselves, they drop hints, and, you know, you've got the wrong type of kind of, you know, people in that inner circle around your players, they'll sink your program.
I love that. If you're a helicopter parent, we're not interested.
Yeah. Because you'll sink our program. It's never your fault. You're a victim. The world conspires against you. It's like Jim Rome's rant on Softball Guy. Greatest player with the best skills in the history of this high school. I hate him. I don't want him to play for me. I mean, come on. I love that about Dan Hurley. I mean, just go ahead and lay it on the line. If the parents are not accountability takers, then the odds are the kid won't be either.
Okay. I get that. That's admirable. Sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But that's Dan Hurley. It's UConn. There are a lot of other programs, a lot of other college basketball coaches that are just trying to find a way to get by.
Yeah.
And they're probably willing to overlook a parent that's going to be in their ear once in a while.
Of course, there are a lot. There are a lot of
coaches.
That
doesn't make the kid automatically a bad kid.
Oh, you think it does? Are you trying to tell me something?
No, what am I trying to tell you?
I don't know. I'm just asking you.
Just because a kid may have a bit of an overbearing parent doesn't mean the kid himself can't or herself can't be like, okay, mom, dad, you know, dial it back a little bit. I got this.
If you're just playing the odds, I think you got to play the odds. What would you rather have? Helicopter parent hovering over your program or a parent that says, man, this is your responsibility. You're going to go out here. This is what things I expect from you. Like an accountability taker. Responsibility taker. You know, it's one of my best abilities. It's my number one ability.
What is your number one ability?
My number one ability is responsibility.
You are big on the responsibility thing.
Yeah.
You're a very responsible person. I've known you long enough. You're very responsible.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. That's the only thing I'm going to say nice about you today. So check this out.
Okay.
After opening day, July 5th is the best-selling ticket day for the Yankees this year.
Okay.
What do you think happening on July 5th? You know, they playing the Red Sox? You know? Why is it such a hot ticket? It's because they're giving out a George Costanza bobblehead that day. Look at that thing.
Wow.
Seinfeld night. George Costanza bobblehead giveaway. July 5th. Second hottest ticket so far this season for the Yankees behind opening day.
What about
Rogue? I'm surprised you're not.
What about July 4th?
Rogue, I'm surprised you're not going to be there. You being a big Yankee fan and all. I'm getting ignored.
Oh, yeah. Her and Johnny are having a conversation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we were talking about Seinfeld.
Well, we were talking about you. We figured you being a Yankee fan and everything, that this would be a game that you'd want to be at.
Oh, yeah. I want to be there.
What about July 4th, Fireworks Day? That's always a big game, right?
I don't know if the Yankees do firework games.
Look. It's the city.
If you're 29 other baseball teams, why would you do fireworks knowing that they do them in Colorado? Nobody does firework nights better than the Colorado Rockies.
Doesn't have to be July 4th either.
Any night. Seriously.
Yeah, some leftover fireworks. They get shooting off bottle rockets.
Man, it's the Rockies are to fireworks nights what the NHL is to outdoor hockey games. It's kind of jumped the shark a little bit. You're kind of looking for too many excuses to do either or. So, the Masters is underway after a rain delay this morning. It was delayed for about two and a half hours, but golfers are out on the course. So we know the Masters is a big deal. Check this out. Over the course of the weekend, some 1,500 private jets will visit Augusta this week. Just lined up and down the tarmac. Private jets, 1,500 of them. Well, how did these people get tickets? I thought they were all done by lottery.
Not if you have enough money.
Really? Is that the way it works?
I guess. I know a dude who runs to these big time events and buys up private landing slots at the private air, at the
Oh, really? Okay.
So every landing slot, it costs you money to land and take off. He buys them all up before like the Super Bowl or before they, and then charges exorbitant prices for rich people to come in and land in those slots.
Smart.
Makes a ton of money. I would have never thought of that.
Nope.
That's why.
There's just so many ideas that you hear about that when you hear about
there are,
I didn't most of, I think of that.
That's what I think.
Why? Because it makes sense.
Every time I drive by Topgolf, I'm like, how in the world did I not think about...
Right?
Even a shank shot can score your points if it lands in a little thingamadaw.
Thingamadaw?
Yeah.
What's a thingamadaw?
You know, that's the thing that...
I know.
Ranks
it's like
your
a,
points.
It's like a giant trampoline. It's just, yeah. You know,
it's
trampoline
a ball collector.
Ball. You just, all you have to do, you don't even have to hit it in the air.
No.
You just, no.
You just got to...
The thingamawaw.
Yeah. You gotta get your ball in the thingamawaw.
Unbelievable. That'll do it for What Is a Trending. Bring that to you each and every morning at 7:30 and at 9:30. Coming up next, what did the Nuggets accomplish by locking down the number one seed? And is it a done deal? Is it now safe to say Denver, Colorado is going to do something that hasn't been done in professional sports in 35 years? That's next.
You're listening to Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Dover is still coming up. A lot of stuff happening this morning. I don't know if you missed. You might have missed it. Russell Wilson. And no, this is not Russ living rent-free in our heads. It's just Russ doing and saying things that, again, just have you go, what? And you just got to call out the BS. You just do. So here's Russell Wilson talking to Outkick.com. Now, the first part of this is sort of okay. He says, for me to be able to go to back-to-back Super Bowls and win one of them, I think opened up a lot of doors. Now you see guys like Patrick Mahomes who won it. It's really just us so far, but there's more to come. Okay, I don't really know the point he's trying to make there, but here's where he loses me. Quote, what I love to see is guys getting drafted early and that a lot of teams these days have black quarterbacks playing for them. It's all across the league, and it's showing how the National Football League is starting to evolve, change, and break down barriers. I think one of the biggest blessings of my career so far is that I've been very fortunate to be able to open up doors for others because of what others did for me. What? Sorry, I just got to call out the ludicrous nature of this comment. First of all, I have no idea what being black has to do with the back-to-back Super Bowls and how you opened up doors by going to back-to-back Super Bowls. What really chaps me here is this idea that starting with him, that it, like some sort of pioneer, that now the National Football League is starting to get it.
Yeah, right. Now, McNabb was before you, right?
Donovan McNabb.
Warren Moon was before you, right?
Keep going.
The guy I played with, Doug Williams, that won a Super Bowl was before you, right?
Steve McNair. Was before you.
Marlon Briscoe.
Randall Cunningham. Michael Vick. You know. Stop it.
But you paved. You opened up doors.
Right.
Okay.
This guy's amazing. The I almost, my 2 years experiencing Russ World, it is, I'm almost in awe of his ability to not be real.
Right.
And to go about acting and talking in a way in which I'm like, dude, I got to be able to step inside your head for a while and just, I got to see how you think, man. Like,
how do you
well, continue to present yourself this way and believe it?
What bothers me even more than Russ, you've been programmed to do this. Who is in your circle calling you out on your garbage? Because you don't have anybody.
Nobody.
Like, you got the wrong circle, dude. Dude, if I start acting like an idiot, my college buddies will be on the horn immediately calling me out on that garbage. My wife will be on me calling me out on that garbage.
This is a wreck.
I just put somebody in your circle that deals in reality.
Yeah.
Anyone. But you don't. I'm sure if somebody in your circle was to say, hey, man, maybe you should think about, just coming out and being honest. Telling them how hard it's been the last 2 years. Like, be human for one time in your life. Just be a freaking human. You're fired.
I'm sorry. I just don't see how Russell Wilson is some sort of pioneer. I really find it offensive that in this comment, it's showing how the National Football League is starting to evolve, change, and break down barriers. I'm sorry. That's tone deafness. You didn't pave the way. There were many, many before you who paved the way.
Right.
Stop it. Just stop it. Hey, congratulations, because this is going to happen. I don't want to hear about Jinxie Cat. I don't want to hear about being a homer. Mm-hmm. This is going to happen. The Denver, Colorado is going to make history here in the next few months with Nathan MacKinnon and Nikola Jokic winning MVPs.
Correct.
For the first time since 1989.
When do they announce the MVPs?
Oh, the NBA, NHL comes later. They do like a big awards night after the season.
Right.
The NBA announces it during
playoffs.
The playoffs. Which can lead to some awkward moments because you'll have an MVP winner whose team was like eliminated in the first or second round.
Right. But it's a regular season award, so it has nothing to do with the playoffs.
Correct. Correct. Mm-hmm. But 1989, Magic Johnson, Wayne Gretzky, Los Angeles. Hasn't been done since. And it's about to happen here in Denver, Colorado. I mean, man, if you're a fan growing up here and are of a certain age, this has just got to be like, don't wake me up. I want this dream to continue.
Right.
Please don't wake me up. This is awesome.
It is so cool. It really is. It's so cool. You know, it's almost, there's part of me that thinks it's really cool to see it happen. Then there's part of me that says it's really cool to see it happen when the national media doesn't really want it to happen. I take a little bit of, like, that gets me fired up a little bit. Like, I say it all the time. I'm a really good loser, but I'm a real bad winner. I feel like I'm winning. And I take some pride in that. Because, you know, let's face it. A lot of people out there that follow the NBA on a national level that don't want the Nuggets to win a championship. They don't want Joker to win an MVP. And frankly, the way it sounds from the voting of the players in the National Hockey League, they're not big on MacKinnon either. I mean, they don't know how good he is. But I don't know, man. I just think it's awesome. Can't wait for it to happen.
Yeah, and then add to the fact that both those teams in L.A., Magic's Lakers, Gretzky's Kings, didn't win championships that year. Neither one did. Right. Lakers came close. They got swept in the finals by the bad boy Pistons. But all you got to do is win one.
Right.
Never mind. If they both win, it'll be like done. I mean, you broke the mold.
Correct.
It's never going to happen.
Yep.
And they got a chance to do it. Nuggets' chances probably feel a little bit better than the Avs, but hey, anytime you can roll out McKinnon, McCarr, Rantanen, Val, Taze, I'll take my shot.
Yeah.
I'll take my shot with that. You guys are all obsessed with Russ. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. Sorry.
Leave Russ alone.
Another text. I'm sure Cam Newton would like to join in this conversation.
So glad that Russ paved the way for Cam Newton.
I mean, if you want to say that I'm proud to be part of, you know, everything that's gone on to get to this point, that's fine. But come on, when you're read the quotes. There's an implication here that, you know, he kind of started it. It's all across the league, and it's showing how the National Football League is starting to evolve, change, and break down barriers. I think one of the biggest blessings of my career so far is I've been fortunate to be able to open up doors for others.
Yeah, those doors were open when you got in the league. they were.
I don't know. Maybe Am I burned by what happened here these last 2 years? Am I burned?
You're like a scorned
for having fallen for the banana in the tailpipe. Yeah. I fell for it.
I did too.
I did.
I feel stupid.
I couldn't have been more excited when they traded for him. I was just floating on air. I thought it was the best thing.
You were like Katrina in the waves, walking on sunshine.
I was.
Yeah.
And I was duped.
You were duped.
And I'm pissed off for being duped.
Yes.
I don't like being duped.
I
fell for it.
I don't. You were sold a bill of goods.
Yes.
And that bill of goods.
I bought a lemon.
Yeah, you did.
I stuck with a lemon.
You did. We all did.
Yeah.
And I didn't listen to the warnings from some of my boys in Seattle. Oh, man, my boys are just busting my balls over this, too. All my guys that live in Seattle that I play college football with. Oh, dude, I get. Anytime something like this, I guarantee you that I will get a text. I'll get a whole group of texts about this. They just, am I bitter? Yep, I am.
I hate phony. I hate phony. You know, just be real. Be real with me. I'll be real with you, and we'll get along, even if we don't agree on things. But be real. This guy is such a phony. He's such a phony. And you know what? Anybody else says these comments, you know, I'm probably willing to kind of give him the benefit of the doubt. In fact, it comes from this guy.
Man,
yeah.
You really hate Russell Wilson.
It's not. I just.
No, you do.
I don't like.
I want to pound his ass.
He's not real. Dude's not real. He's a walking, talking cyborg. I mean, I don't get it.
I do one thing. He needs to put out a workout video.
Yeah.
Because we haven't seen one in a while.
Right.
By the way, Orioles first pitch tonight, 5:10 p.m. Looking for the sweep against the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Need to fit
the
that
team
in.
That we have adopted. The
they
Orioles.
Came back from they, another deficit yesterday.
Yep.
Can I make another proposal?
Jackson Holliday.
Yes.
Matt Holliday's kid got called up.
I know.
Went 0-4.
So, right.
That's okay. He's in the show.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Can I propose that not only we adopt the Orioles, but we also adopt the Braves as the most hated team in the MLB because that's the team that Stoke and Josh took to bandwagon, the second best odds to win the World Series, which is just incredibly soft.
Mm. Yeah, so we go into almost smear campaigning Atlanta type of thing.
Correct.
And I'm good with that.
Last one. You guys sound like old bitter guys. no, actually, you should commend us because
soft.
We're making sure we remember the true pioneers. Okay? The right. The path was blazed long ago by a lot of people, a lot of quarterbacks before Russell Wilson ever came along.
A lot of quarterbacks making very little money, sacrificing and doing the things they did to lay it down for this league so this league could grow, so you could come in completely oblivious to what went on before you and start claiming victory that you are the pioneer. That is shut up. That's shut up worthy.
Yeah.
It really is.
Sorry. I'm going to bat for Doug Williams and Warren Moon and Randall Cunningham. Want to make sure those guys are
Warren
remembered.
Moon was an absolute
despite what freaking, Russ tries to tell you that it all started with him. All right, Dover and Stoke coming up next.